Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Banal and Adama is a great romance, a West African dreamscape, a tragic fable, and a feminist acclamation. The film is called Banal and Adama, and it is about family, it is about duty, it is about love, it is about finding a way forward in a very restricted culture. It is about a lot of things, and it's beautifully done, it's beautifully shot. The acting is superb. It is just an accomplished film. We're honored today to have with us the director and screenwriter of Banal and Adama, and that would be Ramada Tulasi. Ramada, welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me.
As I talked about in the introduction, there's so many elements to the film. Family tradition, family expectations, the expectations of the village, their love for one another, their plans, their dreams. There's all so much in that part of the film. There's an element of magical realism. There's a lot here. What inspired you to direct and write Banal and Adama?
A lot of things, obviously. First, during 2014, when I was at La Fémis. La Fémis, it's a film school in France. It was my script diploma. And I just wanted to write the biggest and the greatest African love story. It was my main goal. I wanted a love story like Romeo and Juliet, because in my mind, we didn't have that in, in African cinema. African cinema, it's always about migration, always about oppression, woman oppression, or terrorism, or war. And I was like, I just want to see love story in Africa. Can I see love story in Africa? So I want to write it. I'm going to write it. And after that, I was also inspired by tragedy, because my movie is like Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, Lady Macbeth, because I like to say that my character, Banal, it's a Juliet who become Lady Macbeth. It's also inspired by Phèdre, Médée, Antigone by Racine, a lot of tell also, but a lot of Sula from Toni Morrison, a lot of poetry with Maya Angelou, and also a lot of painting because I love art. In my story and in my movie, I mean, the image are inspired by painting by Amoako Boafo, Kerry James Marshall, Van Gogh, Edouard Munch, and also inspired by the folklore tale of Africa. So a lot of things.
A lot of things. And having said that, let me just convey to our listeners that it's presented in a way that it is not crowded out by any particular element that you're describing. It feels very much a straightforward telling of the tale. But the elements, as you describe, you bring into it, come and go. They're in and out of the story. And all of the things that I'm describing are brought to life by the actors in the film. Banal is played by Kadi Mané, and Adama is played by Mamadou Diallo. Again, both of them grounded performances. They were so comfortable in their characters and in the way that they went through the story, each with their own particular set of challenges that they faced, not only as individuals, but as a couple, hoping to forge their own future, hoping to move forward in ways that we find Banal is up against the culture of the village, the culture of what the expectations are for her. With Adama, he is also brought into a place where he isn't comfortable. He wants to continue to move forward in this relationship with Banal, but the expectations that are being placed upon him by the elders of the village, by his mother, are pulling him in a direction that he does not want to go.
Yeah. But, at the beginning, when I wrote this movie, it was really the story of Banal and Adama. I wanted a story about both. I wanted a story about a woman and a man. But when I rewrote the movie, I was like, I think I want to tell a story about a woman. You know, it's really important as a woman. It's really important for me. And so the love story became more a second story, but the real story, it's a story about a woman, the struggle about a woman, how Banel is asking to herself how to be a woman. And I wanted to show the fear, the struggle, the hope and the joy and everything about a woman.
Absolutely. She comes across very direct, her character. She doesn't mince words. She really says what's on her mind.
Yeah.
And she is willing to go against what would be considered the traditions of the village. And the way that she goes about it, she's strong-willed. Yes. I mean, I loved her character. There's so much about all the characters in the film. When we're talking about Adama's mom, the elders of the village, everyone is presented in a way with this clarity that I just really appreciated about understanding all of these dynamics that you've been describing, all these different elements.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I would assume from what you said that is everyone in the film a non-professional or?
Yeah, everyone.
Wow. That's great.
But we did a casting around this region in the Fouta. The Fouta is the region at 8 hours from Dakar, like in the Fulani, with the Fulani people who live in this region. It was not important for me to have non-professional. In fact, I wanted professional, but I didn't find professional actors, so I didn't have a choice. So we did a big casting, and yeah, I was lucky that a lot of people who didn't, you know, never did that came to the casting, and it was a long, very, 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 very long casting.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm so focused on these elements within the film, because they're all important, but I want the story itself. It is a folklore of sorts. The sirens, we are introduced to the sirens at the very beginning of the film. And as the film goes forward, there are these references and to the story of this village and how they're going to get through this drought that they're experiencing, the turmoil, the internal turmoil that they're experiencing by not having a chief. All these things are there. But along the way, you drop in these elements, what I'll call magical realism. I'll call what, I don't know exactly, magical moments. I love that about the film. It's magical.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's really magical realism. And as I said, for that, I really took inspiration from Gabriel Garcia Marquez and also Toni Morrison, who wrote like book and story around magical realism. It was really important for me to do. I didn't want to do a naturalistic movie. I really wanted to propose another view, another story about Africa, you know.
Let me go back to that idea. These moments of these magical moments in the film, there is a subtext to the film that feels like it's more than the tale of this particular village and the people in it, that there's a bigger world out there. There's references to the world outside of their village. And I think that that's a really very cool way of introducing that the elements of climate change, whatever you want to call it, into this very microcosm of the world of this particular village. I think that's a really important part of the story that I think you were trying to tell.
You know, my main goal, it was like to create a myth. It was really important to create a myth. I didn't want to tell a story about a village. You know, it's so boring. But how do you tell a story about a small village that no one knows? Because I don't think you knew that Fulani village before that, to create around that a big myth. Like, you know, Romeo and Juliet became a myth. And I really want that Banel and Adama become year after a myth, you know, and how I create a myth. And I think I was able to do that thanks to, and because to the character of Banel. I think all the myths come from her. Yeah, it's come from the climate change and everything around, but I think she is the myth. Her character, her specific character, because she's different from others. She's complex. She's really, she's different. So I think the myth come from her.
There's so many things to recommend about the film. And by the way, I do want to remind our listeners that this was Senegal's entry for Best International Feature for 2024. So congratulations on the recognition.
Thank you.
The film has received It is going to be opening Friday, June 7th at the Film Forum, as well as it will be playing here in Los Angeles on June 13th at the Lemley Royal, and a national expansion of the theaters available to see this wonderful film. Manal and Adama will be following from there. You'll be wanting to look for this. It's just such a terrific film. Did it premiere at Cannes Film Festival, or is it screened at Cannes? It screened at Toronto International Film Festival. It screened at Rotterdam. An amazing run as a filmmaker. This is, I believe, your first feature film.
It's my first feature. Yeah.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, what does this do for you in terms of the availability of other projects, what you want to do moving forward? How does that feel?
I was touring with this movie since 1 year, and you know, the US in New York, and it's my last date, and I will be able to do my next project and to write my next project after. And I don't know what I want to write, but I think I'm ready now to, you know, to go to my next adventure.
I would like to talk a bit about the cinematography in the film. Your director of photography was Amin Barada. Let's talk about that in your relationship with him.
So my cinematographer is Amin Barada, and Amin Barada is from France and Morocco too. I really love to work with him because he really liked painting and go to the museum like me. We had such the same references for this movie. And we had this idea together that we wanted at the beginning of the movie to do an impressionism movie. And, you know, from to the end, go to the expressionism movie. So really, we really worked on color. It was really important to work on color in this movie because this movie, it's a tragedy, but it's also a tale. For me, it's a tale, you know, with the mermaids, the siren and everything, and the magical realism. So the color are really important. So we spent a lot of time in museum with Amin, you know, just for watch and see painting and took inspiration from painting. And yeah, the color in my movie illustrates the climate change, but also illustrate the emotion of my character.
Yeah. Well, I can see it in the wardrobe. There's a lot of color in that.
Yeah.
Against the background of a clay kind of, the village itself is very kind of monochromatic. Is that right? But it's very much, it doesn't have that. And then you get the pop from all of these different characters and what they're wearing. Yeah. Which is also part of the story. It's part of the story. It's part of what they're what they're about. Congratulations. I just continue to do what you're doing. Trust your instincts. If you don't mind a little advice from a guy on a podcast, but no, seriously, trust your instincts.
Thank you. It's a good advice. Thank you.
This wonderful film is called Manal and Adama. It is opening at the Film Forum on Friday, June 7th, and will be opening here in Los Angeles at the Lemley Royal on June 14th, so be looking for it. Screenwriter and director of Benel and Adama, Rumata Tulesi, thank you so very much for spending some time with us here on Film School Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.